following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ever feel like you're going a little bit mad?
Only when the co-hosts start breaking out the puns.
All right, that's fair enough. But with March Madness kicking into high gear, that means it's time to get to StubHub, where you can get rewarded just for buying tickets.
I love it, and it's not just for basketball.
Not at all. You can also earn a little something extra if you're heading to spring training or maybe planning something huge like a trip to Augusta.
You may even score a complimentary seat upgrade.
So head to StubHub, sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards, and get rewarded for being a fan.
StubHub!
I'm proud I don't have a car payment. I'm proud my car's at 250,000 miles. I'm proud my car is still going strong, while many of my friends had to buy newer models. I'm proud I made the choice to use Quaker State Defy. Because I did, I'm proud I'll be driving my car for a long time to come.
Quaker State Defy stops up to 98% of future engine wear, so you can keep driving based on Sequence 4A wear test. Stop by any Pep Boys for great deals on Quaker State do-it-yourself specials. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this final Thursday of March, getting ready for Easter weekend, Holy Thursday. And why wouldn't we bring in, you know, the number one? Let me just bring this in. We've got a whole list of folks, but I actually did this, and I said, you know, wonder what this guy has on his bio here. Well, he was born in Lincoln.
Oh, no.
He graduated from McCook and earned his radio TV communications degree from Hastings College. Is this how they always introduce you? I mean, they read your bio.
And ladies and gentlemen, you don't deviate. Seth Denny. You don't deviate from that, or a lawsuit could be impending.
I can tell. Oh, you've been everywhere in Nebraska.
That's right, man. Everywhere. How's it going?
It's good, Seth. I got to ask you, though. You're one of those parents that did the every kid's got to have the same letter to start their name type deal.
Yes.
Where does that come from? Like in your situation. I think it's cool. Well, I mean, we've got a variety of folks I've had on the show and I know that do that. But where does that come from?
I don't know. You know, you just start. Here's the thing. In the family I grew up in, Sean, Seth, and then mom and dad just, I don't know if they didn't know any other S names because Ty's my younger brother. So I don't know. Not everybody does that, but. We kind of just went with it, Doug.
Well, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. How's the world treating you?
It's good. You know, I'm glad to be here. I get a little tired of the just garbage that's going on in the world today. My wife's like, why are you so grumpy? So I said, you know what? I need to reset things. I need to go talk sports with Doug. There's so much serious business out there, man.
And there's nothing more serious than the Chicago Bulls are the greatest team ever.
Right.
Good God. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by any of this anymore. Could Chicago really challenge the Heat? No.
Right.
No, folks, no.
Did you watch last night?
Yes, I did. And I was one of the people that wanted the Miami Heat to break the streak. I like the team. We've had this discussion with a variety of different times on the show. I like LeBron James. I have no problem that he's in Miami. With Dwayne Wade, who's a stand-up guy, I thought that they could break it. And, okay, Chicago had their moment. That's the way it was going to be. Everybody is taking on the best team ever, they think, and so they bring it all. It's a marquee game now here in this streak. That's why it was going to be so tough to set it.
Yeah, and it was a fun game to watch. It's interesting. I hate the Heat because I'm a Celtics guy, and I was so angry that Ray Allen left, and he's just been banished from the friends list of the Denny family. So, you know, I hate the Heat. But then I'm watching last night, and I'm starting to do something that I couldn't believe I was doing. Uh-oh. 4.5 minutes to go. I'm thinking, I kind of want the Heat to win.
Come on.
How weird is that?
Keep it going.
Keep it going. So I don't know what happened, but you know what? It was – you got to take your hats off to him. It was a great run in the NBA. Are you kidding? Winning that many in a row?
And I think San Antonio was going to get him anyway, because I think San Antonio wanted to say, oh, hold on a minute. They wanted to do the Dikembe Mutombo finger, say, not so fast, my friend. We are here.
Yeah.
So whether they would have got to 34 or not, who knows. But that's the big story nationally this morning. We have got a whole myriad of guests today with Seth coming in. I said, hey, give me a couple people. Who you want to talk to?
Right.
So we're going anywhere from track to basketball. We're going to be talking a little fantasy baseball today. So get your questions in. Jan Levine from RotoWire will join us at the end of the show. We're also going to be talking with Cody Rush, Grand Island Northwest graduate, outstanding track athlete at Nebraska. Also, we're going to be talking with Marty Levinson, former Loper, but of course now coaching at Mid Plains. Team went to the national tournament, and of course the buzz around here and around Nebraska should be the Nebraska women's basketball team. And we've been trying to get somebody different on the show every day here lately while they've been making their run, and we do so again today. Jeff Griesch, color analyst, and of course he takes care of everything that is Husker women's basketball. He wears many hats, and he joins Doug Duda and Seth Denny here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. It's great to be here.
Hey, everything, all the itinerary set, and you're just sitting back, shoes off, feet on the desk?
Yeah, you know me. That's exactly right. You've got it nailed. No, I'm not sure if we've got an itinerary yet. We know when we're leaving, which is 6 o'clock Friday. But other than that, we're still doing all those last-minute things that you have to do when you're in the NCAA tournament, because it just kind of all the stuff that you plan for like 6 months during the season – you have to do it in like 3 days. So that's the kind of stuff we've got going right now. But I'm getting close to being ready.
Kids are pretty resilient. It's usually the adults that are running around with their heads cut off. Oh,
yeah.
How are the kids enjoying it right now, the players, the young student athletes?
Well, you know, they did a good job in getting some rest on Tuesday after our win, and they got the day off completely. So I think that was good for them. And then they started back at it yesterday, and I think everybody was really upbeat. You know, we did a ton of interviews yesterday. Just about everybody on the team actually talked, which was a surprise, because I didn't look like we were going to have anybody available. And then everybody just showed up and could talk for the same half hour. So that was great. And so I got to see everybody at the same time. And, you know, I think everybody's excited. But at the same time, I think Lindsay Moore and Megan Williams are doing a great job of keeping everybody focused on what's next. And I think that started right after the game in the locker room. You know, I mean, the locker room in Texas was one of the most excited locker rooms that I've ever been in, because they did something that no one else had ever done in school history, and that's win a road game, a true road game, in the NCAA tournament. And they did it against a top 10 team that won a national title 2 years ago. So they knew that it was a big deal. But, I mean, even while Coach Yori was still talking to the team, Lindsay Moore said, let's not settle. We can get another win here. Let's not settle. And so I think that's a great way to approach things. And I think it starts with Lindsay, and it just kind of emanates through the team.
Jeff, there's got to be, and this is Seth Denny talking to you. Jeff, there's got to be some really good leadership on that team, because they play so loose. You know, in the first half against A&M, they shoot 50% from the floor. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is a Sweet 16 game. They're sharing the basketball. They're hitting open shots. There's got to be somebody telling them that, hey, let's just go out and play our game.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. Leadership for this team has grown so much throughout the season. Leadership was actually one of our question marks during the off season, because we lost some great leaders that a lot of fans who might not see the team day to day didn't recognize necessarily as great leaders, because they didn't put up great numbers, and in some cases they weren't even playing. But Caitlin Burke was a tremendous leader for our team for several years. Lane Reeves, who only played a few games in her Nebraska career but now is on the coaching staff at Texas Tech, was a great leader and had a tremendous amount of respect in our locker room. And also Harleen Sadu, who was hurt throughout her career but was such a great leader and such a great person to kind of follow that we had those three who weren't really, you know, carrying the load necessarily on the court. They were the leaders last year. And, you know, Lindsay is a great leader on the court, but she had to transfer it, and she had to, like, get it to everybody else. And so it was a process for this team. But you're right. I mean, the toughness that has developed with the increase and the improved leadership that has come about on the team during the course of the season has given this team a really good edge. I mean, they completely believe in what each one of them is doing. Lindsay was so excited at the end of the second round win over Texas A&M because of what Haley Sample did in the game. Haley had her first double-double. She did it in front of her family. It was in the state of Texas. And Lindsay said, Haley is getting it. She's finally starting to get it, what we're trying to do with her on offense. And it, giving Haley Sample the ability to score for our team and then her to come out and rebound, it gives us a whole different dimension that is going to make us really tough to deal with if we can continue on in this tournament.
We're talking with Jeff Griege from the Nebraska women's basketball team, along with Matt Coatney. You'll hear the game, of course, Sunday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jeff, let's learn a little something about Duke here. I'll admit it, I was smiling a little larger when Oklahoma State was up 13 at the half, but because I just think that takes a lot more pressure off. But you've got a juggernaut in Duke. They look like they're a balanced ball club, and they expect to be winning these type of basketball games.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And you know, I was kind of pulling for Oklahoma State just because we used to be in the conference with them. You know, I mean, we know those guys at Oklahoma State, and that could have been a really, really cool regional with us, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and then Notre Dame. I mean, it would have basically been like an old Big 12 tournament out there. So, you know, that would have been really cool to see all those guys. But we know these guys from Duke, too. We were actually at the first and second round site with Duke a couple years ago when we were in at Maryland, I believe. Well, we were somewhere with them. Anyway, we know all these guys. So you're right, though, about Duke. They are balanced. They are big. They are a good defensive team. And, you know, the kind of scary thing about Duke is when you look at their roster and you look at their stats, nothing jumps out at you statistically. They just do everything well. And then when you look at them really closely, you notice that they're outscoring opponents by 22 points a game. They're out-rebounding opponents by 10 rebounds a game. And they're playing in the ACC. I mean, it's not like they're playing in some small conference where they can, you know, inflate their numbers. They're playing in a real conference, and they're playing against great teams. And the scariest thing about them is the talent that they have. When you look at what these players did that they brought in when they were in high school, they have 7 state players of the year on their roster, and these are from the states of California, Texas, Florida, Illinois, Oklahoma, New Jersey, Virginia. I mean, it's not like you're talking about smaller states where they don't really know what they're doing. They have 2 National High School Players of the Year in their lineup. They have 5 players who are on the U.S. national team in their lineup. They have 1 French national team player, and she can't see the court. I mean, you're looking at just an unbelievably talented team who, on their best day, is really tough to deal with. But they've lost an All-American player in Chelsea Gray at the point guard spot, which kind of has changed them. They've gone from dominating teams by 20 points a game to dominating teams by 10 points a game. So Nebraska, you know, at least we've got a little bit more of a window of reality that we can go in there and say, you know what, they lost their point guard, we've got ours. Let's try to take advantage of this. Now, the point guard they lost was an All-American. The point guard that they have playing for them right now was one of the top 5 players in the country last year and was a Texas High School Player of the Year. So they still have some talent there. She's averaging like 18 points a game since Chelsea Gray went out of the lineup. So they just have a ton of stuff that you have to figure out how to deal with, but we're going to roll it out there and give it our best shot.
I'm thinking Coach Yori's going to need another big game from Jordan again.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think, you know, from this point on, Nebraska is going to need a big game from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down to that. You know, you look at Jordan's numbers in the first and second round, she averaged 21 points, 10 rebounds a game. Those are a couple pretty good days' work. Lindsey averaged, I think, 16.5 points and 8.5 assists, but then you throw in 5.5 rebounds. She just took her game up. She's going to do whatever she can to stay on the floor for as long as she can. Like I've already mentioned Haley Sample, first double-double in her career. You know, 10 points and 11 rebounds for Haley is really almost like 25 points and 20 rebounds for another player on our team. Emily Cady certainly needs to be giving us close to double figures in points and double figures in rebounds if we want to keep playing. And our bench has been playing so great, and they've been hitting big shots, and they've been coming through with big plays from T. Loudermill and Brandy Jeffrey and Megan Williams and Katie Simon. You know, when those guys come off the bench, they got to keep giving us some good minutes because it makes us that much tougher to deal with.
Jeff Griesch, color analyst with the Nebraska Radio Network, and of course, taking care of the women's basketball program. I guess we'll leave you with this one, Jeff. This has been the talk since Nebraska's got hot, and you kind of thought maybe they'd be a 3-4 seed. Here we are, I believe, at that game that can help the Nebraska women's basketball program. This is the game that takes them to the next step, the next level, if they win that. Do you guys believe that?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, the great thing about it is that they don't have anything to lose. I mean, we're a 6 seed playing a 2. We're playing on a neutral court. We've never beat a 2 seed in the tournament. You know, the win over Texas A&M as a 3 seed, that's the highest seeded team Nebraska's ever beaten in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're looking at it and you're like, we can just let everything go out here. Nobody expects us to win this game. We can come out to Virginia and we can do everything we can possibly do to give ourselves a chance. If we win, we've done something that no other team in school history has done. If we lose, we went as far as any other team in school history has ever gone. So it's one of those things for Nebraska. It's like I said in the first part of what I was talking about today on the show, their mentality is right. We're excited about what we've done, but we're not going to settle for what we've done. And I think that's the cool thing about them. If Nebraska women's basketball could get to the Elite Eight, it would certainly be an outstanding accomplishment. And what I can tell you is, knowing this group, if it did happen, they still wouldn't settle for what they've done.
Well, it could be an exciting run. We'll hope to be talking more about the Husker women still playing on Monday. Jeff, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have fun out there in Virginia. Let's bring home at least a win or two.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Doug Duda, Seth Denny with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff Griesch of the Husker Sports Network, and of course, takes care of the Husker women's basketball program as well. That's kind of a double duty. Back in the day, well, we need to find somebody to broadcast this. Well, Jeff will be at all the games,
right?
He and Matt will do it. So, what do you think? Tall task.
Tall task. Going to be tough. Going to be tough. You know, you start throwing in 7 players of the year from states like Illinois, California, you know, come on. That's tough.
And they just played what everybody believes was their best game against A&M, and they won by 11.
Right.
So they're going to have that game again, I think, on Sunday. But what the heck? Who knows?
We'll be watching, won't we?
Well, I'm going to be Easter Sunday, right after lunch, after dinner, after the big festivities.
Park it right there.
ESPN2. That has just been changed this morning. ESPN2 will have the game at 1:30. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk with Marty Levinson, former Loper basketball standout All-American player.
Yeah! Oh!
We'll have some fun with Marty.
Yeah.
We'll also get your fantasy baseball questions in. The Major League Baseball season begins Sunday. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy and Seth Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is finally here. Time for me to remind you that 1-800-Flowers.com has gorgeous, beautiful flowers, perfect for celebrating any spring occasion. Easter, hello, anniversaries, birthdays. 1-800-Flowers.com is now offering what they call their 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet. It's this vibrant, full bouquet of 30 tulips reflecting the pastel colors of spring. They're gorgeous. They're sitting on my coffee table. Now is the perfect time to order the beautiful, multicolored tulip bouquet for somebody you care about. 1-800-Flowers.com is now giving my listeners the special offer, but for a limited time. You order the 30 spring tulip bouquet, $30. This exclusive offer, $15 off the regular price. And it comes, as always, with 100% smile guarantee. To get this 30 for 30 offer on spring tulips, you go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your mobile device or desktop. You click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and...
Let the madness begin.
Oladipo sails the other way. He comes across midcourt into the lane to the glass. Shot blocked. Right to Sheehy. Open 10-footer left side is good. And Indiana has taken the lead.
The 2013 NCAA tournament is on the Dial Global Radio Network. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 60. Southeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 5 to 10. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Seth Denny, our co-host today.
Hey-o.
Checking it out, see what's going on.
Who's your NCAA team?
Indiana.
Okay.
Yours?
Miami. The Canes. And I hate, I know, I hate that. You know, Nebraska boys saying the Canes are going to win, but, you know.
I'm pretty much anti-Louisville, so I need them to still go out as soon as possible. Outside of that, Indiana, I still think Indiana's got a heck of a tough road. I thought they were the best basketball team going into the tournament. I had them over Ohio State because I thought Ohio State, Louisville goes out and you expect Gonzaga to go out. And even I thought Ohio State was better than Gonzaga. So maybe it's a Big Ten homer. Good God, we've only been in the conference 2 years and we're Big Ten homers. But I got Indiana over Ohio State.
It could happen. Oladipo's unreal. He's unreal. And Zeller's a stud, you know, lottery pick.
You like these upsets or you like these favorites? Cowherd, you assume a lot of people have heard that rant this week. I don't want to watch LaSalle Wichita State, he says.
Right. Well, I do. I want to watch Wichita State, a Mo Valley team, and I want to see them do well. Matter of fact, the kids were going, I thought you picked so-and-so. Why are you cheering for Florida Gulf Coast? I love that story.
Well, yeah.
These kids have fun, oop and dunk. I mean, it's great.
But it's so crushing for the team that's supposed to win.
It really is.
I hate being the team that's supposed to win that gets upset. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
What a great story, though, this Florida Gulf Coast.
Exactly.
You know,
they're going down tomorrow night, but, you know, so be it. Folks, when you go down to watch the NCAA basketball tournament or the start of the Major League Baseball season or the NBA or the NHL, do it in comfort in your home with great furniture from Bruce Furniture. And they are located, of course, not only in Kearney, but Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Since 1977, when the first Bruce Furniture opened, their focus has been about you, the customer. They're talking about you specifically. Whatever you want, color, make sure it's right. Size, style, price. They take care of you. It's just right for you service. They've grown to 4 locations, and it allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. They're there for you, and they're just right for you. Bruce Furniture, stop by and see them. Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and out in Alliance. Doug Duda, Seth Denny, would you like to introduce our next guest?
Sure, absolutely. Marty Levinson is our next guest. This guy did it all at UNK on the hoops team a few years ago, mid-2000s, and Marty has since turned into quite a college basketball coach, making some stops along the way. And now he's the head coach at CCC in Columbus, where he led the Raiders to the national tournament in junior college basketball. So Marty Levinson is with us now. Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. What does Marty Levinson do now that basketball season has wound down?
Yeah, you're right. You don't know what to do with yourself from that 2 o'clock to that 6 o'clock block in your day. You're kind of confused. I'm actually in Omaha right now spending some downtime. Didn't have to teach today. We have a team meeting later, so I came up last night spending some time with Cody's kids. You know, whenever I get a chance, I like to get up to Omaha and do some recruiting and see the family. That's about what I do with my free time nowadays.
Marty, tell us a little about your season there at CCC in Columbus, junior college. There are a couple divisions of junior college basketball, from what I understand. You're in the Division II. You made the tournament with just an outstanding season. Tell us a little about your year there with the Raiders.
Well, we had a real interesting year. In junior college, you get a lot of talent. You know, you get a lot of guys that have a really high upside, you know, and you get them for a lot of different reasons, whether they slip through the cracks or didn't make it academically, and a lot of turnover being in 2 years. So, you know, just like any team, the hardest thing you can do is get your kids to gel and think the same and care about each other and have the same goals and those things. And to get to that point, it's a never-ending process. And you're always having team meetings. You know, it's a lot of stuff we did at UNK, too, is, you know, call guys in the office and just get on the same page with them and have team meetings and do some of that stuff. And I think that's the key to any team, and especially a junior college, because basketball is such a team sport. You have to make the pass to the open guy, and the open guy has to make the right read for the team. And if you all aren't on the same page doing those things, you don't have a chance. And then ultimately, everybody's got to play as hard as they can and hold each other accountable. And we got in one of our meetings this year, we decided no excuses. We had too many guys saying all this or that or this or that. So the whole team just came to a conclusion, no excuses. And we did that with about 15 games left. And from that point on, you know, it was like one of those sessions where we hashed it out and it kind of the light bulb went on. And I think we went on a nice little run. At one point, we'd won 12 of 14 to end of the year. And, you know, when we went into the national tournament, we won in our regional championship against Southeast at home by 2 points in a close game. It was the third time we beat them this year, which was, that's tough for any team to do, is concentrate and beat a rival opponent 3 times, and we had to go up to this crazy game 12 hours away in Ironwood, Michigan, and beat Jogabek up there. And then we find out that we get the number one seed in the national tournament, Mott Community College, probably the best program in the country. Their coach Schmidt just got 600 wins and went up there, and we executed in the first round and got a win. And then kind of ran in some teams that were tough to guard and kind of out-toughed us a little bit down at the national tournament and ended the season. But I couldn't be more happy with where we came from. At one point, I think we were sitting 9-11, and we ended up 20-15 and got a win at the national tournament.
Marty Levinson with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's face it, Marty, when we hear the term JUCO, we're talking about kids that are trying to get to a different level. What is the type of team? And I'm looking to him. I mean, I see kids from Kansas City, Chicago. You've also got kids from Omaha and a couple of places in Nebraska. What is it like coaching at the junior college level, and how do you get these kids in there?
You know, I love it. I played 1 year junior college at Southeast Nebraska. The junior college level is so fun because, you know, just like you're helping kids, you know, and that's what it's all about is helping the kids get through academically, helping them become better people, helping them move on after a basketball career. Now, you know, you get them in a small environment. You get them in town like Columbus, you know, a lot of them don't have cars. You put them on campus, and it just becomes, the school has to become a family to them. And they have to, you know, take pride for the school and then ultimately take pride in themselves and in the classroom and in the gym. We kind of make the gym just kind of our place to be. You know, we probably do more skill work than probably hardly anybody in the country. And that's just because that's just who I am, you know. In my time at Kearney, I mean, Coach Kropp still shoots all the time. Coach Lofton's a junkie in the gym. And it's not rocket science to turn yourself into a really, really good basketball player. It just comes getting in the gym and becoming efficient, not, you know, getting your handle so you don't make any mistakes when you're making moves. We work on passing, jump stops, and ultimately shooting like crazy. And the kids are vulnerable at that time in their lives. They're looking, you know, it's kind of a stepping stone. They don't know whether their basketball career could be over or if they're going to have an opportunity to move on. And you just take their motivations. You get in their head and try to help them motivate themselves in the right way and do something special. And I love it, you know. The kids are desperate at the level, so I enjoy coaching that type of kid.
Marty, you are an absolute basketball junkie, so, I mean, this is the perfect job for you. Are you recruiting now? You're in and out of gyms, checking players out all over the place, right?
Oh, I watched so many high school practices this year. It was crazy. I love it, you know. It's enjoyable, though. I mean, it never gets old. You know, some people say they've been burned out before and, you know, need a break and stuff. And I get bored if I take a break. So, you know, it's just kind of, it is fun. And we, you know, as long as you got to find ways to mix it up and keep your guys enjoying it. And even keeping yourself enjoying it. And we, you know, when you get good people around you that you enjoy being around, and a lot of the relationships that I have with a lot of the high school coaches, when I go recruiting, it's fun to walk into a gym and see some of your friends, you know? So,
talking with Marty Levinson here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So what's next? I mean, is this, you got a lot of these kids come back. Obviously, the turnover is pretty large. And when you do recruit, let's face it, you just mentioned UNK. They try to recruit Nebraska. That's not necessarily what you're trying to do, is it?
You know, I do want to get into Omaha really well. You know, it can be hard to talk. You know, I want to recruit everywhere, but it's hard to get some of those Central Nebraska kids. You know, in Kansas, there's a rule on how many Kansas kids each team has to have, and how many out-of-state kids they can have. Mm. And all of those Kansas JUCOs fight over those Kansas kids like crazy because there's so many junior colleges down in Kansas. And a lot of times in Kansas, if you don't go Division I, you go junior college and chase that dream. Where in Nebraska, most of the kids that don't go Division I a lot of times will just go to a Division II like UNK and settle into a great school and a great opportunity. So it can be tough to get some of those Central Nebraska kids and Western Nebraska kids that want to come. You know, obviously I recruited Connor Baronic like crazy because that kid is so good. And you know, he decided to go to Doan over us. You know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't care where they come from. I want to get the best kids, as people who are hungry, who want to strive to be better. And you know, I guess you can't discriminate on the area of the country that they come from. I do like the Omaha connection that I've had. I got into Benson and I got Riok Bulls, 6'10" center. He's been a double-double for us all year. And his running partner, Tyron Criswell, also out of Benson, he was all conference for us in the Nebraska JUCO Conference, and he had a monster freshman year, 19.8 rebounds a game. You know, and then you get a good mix of, you can't just, you know, you don't want to get a whole bunch of everybody being the same or everybody being friends. It's nice to kind of help each other, kind of teach each other little things that they've learned throughout life and on the court and playing basketball. And the Chicago kids were a good mix, you know, get some Kansas City kids, you know, got an Iowa kid, and obviously having Brady Barrett from Hastings Adams Central. And we actually have Isaac Stone in the program, who's from St. Paul, and everybody kind of teaches each other their own little tricks from wherever they grew up. And then ultimately that's when you kind of have a really good basketball team, when you can get everybody to kind of accept each other's differences and learn from each other. So, you know, I take the best kids I can get that are available.
Marty, you've played all your life. I'm going to ask you a question from a dad's viewpoint here. I got a sixth grade son, and some of his friends play some of the AAU ball in the summer, and Josh did last summer going into the sixth grade. He's not going to do it this year just because it's such a time commitment for families, that sort of thing. What is your viewpoint as a college coach for dads out there that are listening for young kids playing AAU ball? When should they get into it? What's your overall thought on some of the summer league stuff? What do you think?
Well, I think it's just like anything in life. There's got to be a moderation to it. Mm-hmm. If you're traveling all year long and all you're doing is playing games, then you're probably overdoing it. There is a time that you want to get outside of your local town. You know, I grew up in Grand Island, and it was awesome playing against Brian and Chad growing up. And, you know, we played on different teams. I actually played with the Grand Island Central Catholic team, even though I was going to go to the public school. So, you know, that's when your AAU first starts, is when you're going to the Hoops Mania tournaments in Grand Island, the Columbus Cage Classic back in the day, the MIT, which is the big one in Lincoln. Yep. I think it's really good to go size yourself up against competition of kids that aren't in your community, just to see how good you really are. And then ultimately, if you do have a chance to make one of those national AAU teams or those state ones that go to a national tournament down in any other part of the country and size yourself up against some of those kids, that is great, and playing at competition level is great. I think it becomes a problem when you do all you do is play games and you don't work on your individual skills, which is something that I had a tough time learning when I was growing up, because I loved to play the game so much. I'd just go to the Y and stay there from, you know, 8 in the morning till 6 at night when it closed and just play, you know, probably bad pickup games every day. And it wasn't until, you know, I really got into high school and I could slow myself down and think the game and work on my individual skills and start shooting and knowing to release at the top of my jump and to get a good follow through and to stay on balance and then to speed it up and do all the same things right, jump harder, you know, just get it off faster. You know, you got to find the time to do that. And when you're traveling all the time, you take away some of your learning. And that's what I think why Europe caught up to the United States. Mm-hmm. Those guys were spending all that time in those schools over there, those basketball schools, and working on their skills. And ultimately, then they took those skills and they transitioned them into the games. Because once you get the skills, transitioning in, some people can, some people can't. But when you get really good, you get really confident. You can transition all that skill work into a game. That's when you're ahead of people by outthinking them and outskilling them. And ultimately, that's good basketball. So I think it's a fine line. But I really do see the value in going and sizing yourself up and getting a reality check, saying, "Wow, you're the same age as me. You're bigger than me. You're faster than me, and you're more skilled than me." Yeah. And then you got to come back home, back to Nebraska, and go back to work and try to get better, because you know somebody out there is better than you.
Yep. Well, have you found anybody better than you, Seth?
You know, it took me leaving McCook to none.
Marty, Seth has the Miami Hurricanes. I have Indiana. Who you got winning this whole fiasco in Atlanta in a couple of weeks?
Oh, you know, watching the coaching job that Bill Self did last year and got that team to the national title, I'm going to, you know, I like the Jayhawks because they're so close and they're such a national power. You know, I'm going to cheer for Kansas. Ben McLemore is pretty dynamic. I think he can kind of make some tough shots. Hasn't played great. And then watching how athletic Withy's been. Look, did you guys see Jeff Withy last game?
He was amazing.
He was tomahawk dunking on people, like the most athletic dude on the floor. So I'm gonna go ahead and give it to Kansas because they got Bill Self calling the sets and everything too. So.
Well, there is a rarity, even for the Midwest, somebody taking Kansas all the way. Marty, we always appreciate running into you. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on a great finish to the season.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
Take care,
Marty.
Marty Levinson, he is the head coach at Mid Plains Community College in Columbus. That's one of those things that, okay, they made the national tournament, then you start hearing about them. They've got some programs there out in Scottsbluff, Western Nebraska. McCook has had, I mean, for a long, long time, the JUCOs in Nebraska have had success in a variety of different sports, and Marty's got it there right now.
He really does. He's the type of guy that's dynamic guy, can recruit, too. You can just see that. So he's got a bright future.
Kansas.
Yeah, KU. You know, and
I think he's got a man crush on Self. What do you think?
That could be. You know, this year, what was that, a month ago, Self said this was the worst Kansas team in the history
after
since Naismith.
After they lost to TCU.
Right?
Since he put the peach basket up. Outstanding stuff. Folks, you can vote on our poll question every day, our Midtown Mart cooler question yesterday. How many Big Ten teams will get into the Final Four? There's four left. What do you think, Seth?
Big Ten teams, Final Four. Huh?
Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. They could all go.
They could all go, yeah.
Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Michigan going to beat KU?
No.
Okay.
No.
Michigan State could get in.
Yeah, they could.
They could.
They could. 50% of the folks that voted said two of the four will get in. 29% said just one. 21% said three. Our poll question today, Shaka Smart has decided to stay at VCU, turning down UCLA. What should have he done?
Yeah, you should have gone for the money, Shaka. I'm sorry. Life is short. Go for it, buddy.
It's UCLA. You would have been rolled out of there. But I think he could have recruited to there. I think he's got that style. We talked about that earlier this week. The money, I mean, you just need that one big contract, and you should be able to set yourself up for life, no matter how you do, and that's not the way to look at it from that standpoint. But, boy, I think Shaka at some point will move on. Let's face it. Dana Altman eventually left Creighton. He had opportunities, and he's at Oregon, and they're doing okay, and I think that'll happen for Shaka. He's still very smart. I think it happens for Brad Stevens at Butler, and I think it's going to happen for Painter at Memphis, but new contracts being signed out there all the time.
I'm tongue-in-cheek on that deal, too. Shaka, if he's happy where he's at, what's wrong with that? I mean, he's making a princely sum at VCU, and hey, you know?
Ride the wave till they don't want you no more.
Exactly. Maybe so.
Hey, let's give away some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. 888-455-ESPN, the Globetrotters, Tuesday at the Viero Event Center. Did you ever suit up against the Globetrotters?
I did, didn't you? I did, yes.
You were an honorary Washington general or whatever?
I was a general. I've got the uniform to prove it.
How'd that happen?
Tossed up an air ball, sat on the bench.
Oh, no.
It was ugly, Doug.
No.
Yeah.
Well, let's give away a pair of tickets. Harlem Globetrotters, Tuesday night, Viero Events Center. Here is our trivia question today. If you haven't won the tickets, you are eligible so far this week. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Saw an interesting stat here in the last 36 hours. Brittany Griner, Baylor. That team just played their final home game, team on their home court, of course, because they hosted the first two rounds of their tournament. And I believe the record was 71-1. Brittany Griner and her senior teammates, but let's just focus on Griner, player of the year, has only lost one home game. Who does that game to? Who is the only team to defeat Brittany Griner of Baylor on her home court? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. First correct caller gets the Harlem Globetrotter tickets. We've got fantasy baseball talk with Jan Levine of RotoWire, and we'll talk with Husker Traxter and former Northwest All-Stater Cody Rush coming up.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is finally here. Time for me to remind you that 1-800-Flowers.com has gorgeous, beautiful flowers, perfect for celebrating any spring occasion. Easter, hello, anniversaries, birthdays. 1-800-Flowers.com is now offering what they call their 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet. It's this vibrant, full bouquet of 30 tulips reflecting the pastel colors of spring. They're gorgeous. They're sitting on my coffee table. Now's the perfect time to order the beautiful, multicolored tulip bouquet for somebody you care about. 1-800-Flowers.com is now giving my listeners the special offer, but for a limited time. You order the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet, $30. This exclusive offer, $15 off the regular price. And it comes, as always, with 100% smile guarantee. To get this 30 for 30 offer on spring tulips, you go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your mobile device or desktop. You click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And we'll tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 60. Southeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 5 to 10. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Seth Denny sitting in as co-host today. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday Chicken Coop Special every Thursday. Poor Boy's Shrimp Sandwich with choice of side item, only $5.99. If you haven't had the Poor Boy, it's good. It's all the sauce. It's the sauce that does it, folks. Four Boys Shrimp Sandwich is there for you every Thursday. Lunch specials every single day at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every single night. And happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. Come on in and enjoy the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Glad to have you with us on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue on with today's program. You do any of that fantasy stuff?
You know, I don't. I don't get into any of it at all. And I just, which is weird being a sports guy, sports junkie. I just never did it, Doug.
Well, you got kids to follow around.
That's a big part of it. There's always a game to go to. There's, yeah, places to go, people to see. So never have gotten into it.
Hey, congratulations to Greg in Grand Island. He got the trivia question right. The only team that Brittany Griner ever lost to on her home floor, Nebraska, her freshman year. So congratulations. Harlem Globetrotter tickets going out to Tuesday's festivities. And we are ready to talk a little track on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
All right.
Unbelievable. There's track going on at the high school level all across the area today because they went off for the Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. And they've got, thankfully for them, good weather. It's rough. Track's rough. The weather is tough to deal with.
It's rough if you're not any good.
Yeah.
That's what I've always been. If you're good, you look forward to going out there. If you're that poor kid that's, why don't you go try the 3200 today, mm-hmm. and it's 27 degrees. That's not fun. But when you hold, like, state records, it's probably fun.
It might be, but if you're not good at track, you go sit in the tent, you suck down juice and sandwiches, and you look at girls, I guess, all day. Whatever, right?
Cody Rush, Husker Trackster, former Grand Island Northwest Viking, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Seth Denny. Is that what it's like, Cody? I mean, just go sit in the tent, check things out? It's kind of a social event?
Something like that. It always ends up being that between the races.
Well, glad that you could join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where are we at? Let's kind of give folks an overview. Where are we at with the track season for you, and how are you settling in at Nebraska?
Right now we're in between our indoor and outdoor season because just 2 weeks ago we finished up nationals for the indoor season, and so this weekend and then next weekend our first couple outdoor track meets, and that'll finish up right around the beginning of June. But indoor nationals, we ended up finishing pretty well. Ended up getting chosen to run on the relay that ended up finishing seventh. And so hopefully throughout the season, I'll be able to carry that success throughout the rest of the outdoor season. But, I mean, Nebraska is just great. If there's any bit of little trouble transitioning into it, I mean, the coaches are here to help you. So it hasn't been too hard to fit in here and get back to work from where I left off from high school.
Yeah, where you left off at high school was unbelievable. State record holder and just some amazing times, around 47 in the 400 meters. Cody, you earned first team All-America indoor honors this year. What's that mean to you? Going into Nebraska as a Nebraska kid and being an All-American right away as a freshman?
You know, it means a lot. I mean, I just have a lot to be thankful for. I've just been blessed with a lot of opportunities, and to come to Nebraska is one of the biggest opportunities I've ever gotten. And, like, throughout my whole life, just all the coaches that have helped me get to where I am, from Coach Keene High School to Coach Maxwell in college, just to help me get here and just be able to compete with my friends from the team just in that one race to be able to become an All-American is just a great opportunity that I'm so thankful for, because, like you said, as a freshman, I really wasn't expecting a whole lot, just to kind of learn what college track was about. But, you know, I just took advantage of some of the opportunities I was given, and I just succeeded.
Cody, we joked about this earlier on in the show with some things we were talking about. We're talking with Cody Rush, Husker Trackster out of Grand Island Northwest. You're the best. All of a sudden, just a couple of months later, you're not the best anymore because you're running against the next level of talent. What opened your eyes? What are you already learning about that transition?
You know, like, that's exactly, I mean, throughout high school, you're in the, especially in practice, throughout high school, like in Northwest High School track, you know, I was kind of looked to as one of the leaders of the team, kind of lead the workout, just tell the younger kids what to do, and then you show up to college and you flip-flop roles. You become the kid looking for leadership, knowing what she to do here, what she to do there, and just kind of learning throughout there. So, I mean, the first few weeks of practice was definitely a big eye-opener, because within that week, I mean, just the level of workouts just stepped up phenomenally from where they were at high school as well.
What have you learned about the indoor season that you just finished up? Obviously, this is your first go with the indoor season. You run a 400 meters in 48.2, which is blazing inside. What do you think about that indoor track stuff?
Well, to be honest, I mean, not my favorite thing from what I've experienced so far. Just, I definitely noticed, especially with how tall I am, because even outdoor track, I'm one of the tallest 400-meter runners probably out there. But especially indoors, it's just real tough to make the turns and then just to be able to adjust to, like, for indoor 400, you're cutting in after the first lap going around about as fast as you can. And so that's real tough to do. You have to cut down your stride length, and it just takes a lot of learning. But I think definitely next year, what I learned this year, I'll be a lot better in that next year.
And as we all know, that indoor season, they just invent events to, you know, run it. You know,
right.
There's just everything's different. Like the 600, which you've competed in, what did that – do you train differently? What do you do when you get used to something that you've probably never done?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you have to do, is you have to train for, like, the environment that you're going to be in. We started to train on the indoor track itself probably about end of October, mid of November, which gave us about 2 months or so before our first meet, just to get used to the different turnings and the banks and just the different surface of indoor track. And then of course, I've never ran a 600 before until this year. And so about midway season when I picked up that event, you kind of have to go with a different group of guys that have ran it before, can tell you what to do. And just training-wise, it is a little bit different, a little more over-distance kind of stuff instead of just pure sprint stuff.
Cody, in the past, you've run 47.04. What are your goals this outdoor season in the quarter?
Just to keep improving from where I left off. I mean, one of the biggest goals or one of the things that happens to freshmen a lot throughout college is since it's such a long season, is they just get bogged down during your entire, maybe get a couple injuries here or there. And so hopefully my main goal is just to be able to stay injury-free and just to keep improving on my time until the last meet that I'm competing in is going to be my PR, hopefully.
Last question before we let you get out of here, Cody. You've got a couple of your old Northwest teammates that are a member of the track program at Nebraska, and Travis England, Jacob Grease. Can you tell us how they're doing, and do you guys still kind of hang out?
Yeah, I mean, I see him pretty much every day at practice, you know, in the weight room with him, joking around, lifting weights, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not for sure if they're heading to this meet this weekend, but I know Jake, his main event's a hammer throw, which of course they don't have indoors. So he's probably the most thankful out of the three of us that outdoor season's here, because that's definitely his best event. So he's real looking forward to it. And Travis just been jumping good all year, just improving. So hopefully he can keep improving into the outdoor season as well.
Who's the best athlete that you've seen down there so far of anybody?
That's a tough one. Out of anybody, we have a 400-meter hurdler named Miles. He's just incredible. I mean, beginning of the year, we were in the weight room doing all the kind of sort of vertical jump, kind of those kind of tests, and he's maxing out the vertical jump measurements and pretty much leading everybody and all the lifts and stuff on the team. He's a 400-meter hurdler who was second in the nation last year. So
wow,
he can run and do everything.
Well, don't challenge him for your lunch money or anything like that, all right?
I definitely won't.
Hey, yeah. Cody, it's a pleasure that you gave us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we wish you the best of luck continued during this track season, and hopefully we can chat again sometime in the near future.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Cody Rush, Grand Island Northwest, now a member of the Huskers. You just don't see that very often, Seth Denny, no matter how good the freshman is, and he's contributing right away.
This is a guy at the Big Ten level that's making a mark as a freshman, stepping in. He was at Grand Island Northwest a year ago. He's an amazing talent. His times, as you know, Doug, are unreal.
Everybody went out to watch this kid when he became junior, senior in high school, because they knew that mark could be beaten. It was an old mark. It was a state record that hadn't been touched for a while. And this was a guy went under the right conditions. You always thought, come on, weather, be good enough. Yep. We want to see the kid pop it because we know he can.
Yep. fantastic athlete. Be fun to watch through the coming years.
That's the one thing about spring sports. They don't last very long.
No.
They're here, they're gone, and you've got to be ready to go because the season is basically 2 months, if that. So to the tracksters, the golfers, and the soccer players and all the spring sports, hopefully things that continue to go well there. We've had a pretty full show. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and hopefully talk a little fantasy baseball when we come back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Tags are annoying. So at Hanes, we got rid of them. After making it look so easy, people have asked us to help get rid of other annoying things. But sorry, no. We cannot help you get rid of the intentional walk in baseball, reality shows that take place in bridal salons, rain delays, replacement referees, on a related note, bad sports calls. But we can help you get rid of annoying tags, because we already did with our tagless t-shirts and underwear. Hanes, go tagless.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Major League Baseball's opening night. A brand new American League West rivalry is born. The Rangers, the Astros.
Sunday night here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 60. Southeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 5 to 10. With partly cloudy conditions tonight, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now it's 46.
Andy from Midway back with us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk about all the great items and great vehicles and great deals, whether you're looking online, whether you're buying something new, something pre-owned at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, or Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We've been talking about big trucks. We've been talking about town and countries and Jeeps. You know what? Maybe you just need an economic type of car, and the Chevy Spark is one of those.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest difference that I've seen in this General Motors lineup over the last 4 years is, you know, General Motors used to just pretty much put all their stake and all their stock, and for that matter, into their large SUVs, big pickup trucks, but they really changed the game. You got brand new 2013 Chevrolet Sparks starting under $14,000. And folks, you know what? This car will completely surprise you. I know when you drive by and you kind of see it the first time, you're like, oh, it kind of seems like a gimmick. And folks, safety standards, the fuel efficiency and the warranty, you can't beat it. And for the price, you can't go wrong. If you want to step it up a little bit, maybe look at the Chevrolet Sonic. Those vehicles are starting, you know, right around that $15,000, $16,000 mark. And trust me, that's a lot of bang for the buck, too. And then you even progress even a little bit more. You got the Chevrolet Cruze, the Eco version, 42 miles to the gallon and a 6-speed manual transmission. Maybe you need a little bit more larger vehicle. So you got the Chevrolet Malibu. And then here's the real kicker. I can't wait till it hits. I think we're about 3 to 4 weeks out, but the brand new, completely redesigned 2014 Chevrolet Impala. The Impalas that you see driving around right now are going to look nothing. And when I say nothing, I'm talking absolutely zero will look like the 2014 Impala. Completely redesigned. It is so sexy. It is so sporty. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff coming out. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about, you know, the cars, because we get caught up so much talking about trucks and Tahoes and Suburbans and, you know, all this big bulky stuff. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, we don't talk about it that often, but we all know gas prices will get higher this summer. People are looking to save money. People are making that dollar. They want that dollar to go the extra mile. And when you start taking a look at the Spark, the Sonic, the Cruze, the Malibu, and the Impala, Chevrolet's got a heck of a lineup right now.
Folks, it's all out there for you. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and, of course, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Andy, thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Oh, it's Andy Midway. Oh, beautiful day to go out and check out a brand new or pre-owned vehicle. Oh. Or just, I need to get the oil change, too.
Swing by, man.
You should do that here over
Swing
lunch today.
Swing by.
That's beautiful. 30 minutes in and out.
Yep. Good deal. A couple
other sports notes before we get out of here. We are having difficulties getting a hold of our boy Jan Levine from RotoWire. Answer fantasy baseball questions. I feel bad about that. You got any fantasy baseball questions? Because I could probably answer them. They'd be wrong.
Is that right? I got one baseball question. Are my Royals as good as they look right now? I mean, because they're looking pretty dang good.
Well, as the stats said yesterday, the last two times they won the Cactus League, they were under 500 in the regular season. But then, okay. Of course, when's the last time that they were above 500? You know, once, twice during this last 20. Here's the deal, Seth. I want to believe.
I do, too.
I don't. No. I don't right now. No. They really shoved it down our throats the last couple of years, and it was, I don't want to say a colossal failure. It just wasn't what we were hoping. I believe it's going to happen at some point. Oh. And when it does, awesomeness.
Awesomeness indeed. Ho Chavers in the pen. I heard that. They moved him out there.
And also now Bruce Chen goes to the pen. Okay. Oh, Chen pen. That's because they're going to go with Luis Mendoza, .82 in the Cactus League. Just 11 innings, one run, 10 hits. Ned Yost makes him fifth in the rotation. So James Shields, Irvin Santana, Jeremy Guthrie, Wade Davis, and Luis Mendoza. A lot of the experts believe, and boy, what was it? Seriously, like, Timmy Kirkchen or somebody said, in 2013, the Royals will be the team to beat. Well, let's find out. Let's find out. A lot of people are picking the Royals in the top two in the Central Division, and that was a horrible Timmy Kirkchen.
I was just thinking it was really good. I like your Kirkchen.
That's the first time I've ever attempted that.
Let's hear your Denny Matthews. You got any of that action?
Oh, man. Denny Matthews. He was awesome. He is awesome.
Yeah.
I love Denny
Matthews. The second inning, and I'm going home.
Well,
I've taken you through two. Good night.
I've taken you through.
No, it'll be
don't
fun.
Don't forget the guys.
Guys, potato guys. Chips.
That's
yes.
Right. Guys, potato chips and nuts and cheese balls. Right. Or whatever it was they used to advertise. Mm-hmm. And opening day is Monday. Opening day is Monday for the Royals against the Chicago White Sox. Royals baseball on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And then right after the NCAA tournament, the Masters, which always gets me fired up.
There you go.
So there you
Tigers
go.
Back.
Let's get your picks. Syracuse, Indiana tonight.
Okay, going to go with Indiana.
Marquette, Miami. You've already told me
the
Miami.
Canes.
Arizona, Ohio State.
Going to go with Ohio State.
LaSalle, Wichita State.
Going to go the Shockers.
I'm going to go LaSalle.
Going to go LaSalle.
The Explorers. And you know, maybe I have other reasons to root for LaSalle, but hey. New girls basketball coach at Holdridge, B.J. Blaze, was named their new girls basketball coach officially this morning. I know B.J., and I think that's going to be another great addition. He's a Central City native.
Okay.
He has coached at Weeping Water for 5 years, and then the last four, he was a head varsity assistant boys at Grand Island Senior High. And he's got a lot of enthusiasm, and so hopefully things continue to go well for a Holdridge program that unbelievably has been at 8 consecutive state girls basketball tournaments.
Great program. Good things for him, except when they play the Whippets. Go ahead.
Here's one other thing. Coach Pelini, after practice, said that Siante Evans was in a minor car crash.
Mm.
That was the end of the statement. He's fine. Isn't everybody fine with Coach Pelini? He's fine.
Yeah.
Amir Abdullah, fine. Taylor Martinez, fine. You know,
Evans, he's
fine.
Okay, though, after the crash. Everything's all right. Well,
apparently, I hadn't heard anything about it. Somebody on the inside there.
Man.
And UNK baseball, they sweep Washburn yesterday. Anthony Pacheco, his second game winner of the season. They win 2-1 in 8 innings, and then they win the nightcap 8-2. They will host Emporia State doubleheader tomorrow.
Go Lopers.
Plenty of high school soccer today, including Kearney Catholic at Hastings. And this story was yesterday, but more to cover because Hastings College is adding bowling, archery, and shooting sports.
Okay. What's your full ride in there at Hastings? Well, I'm on the bowling team.
What's it matter? It'd be awesome. I could handle that. I had
You're
all
a talented
this
kegler.
Had, Wow.
The Kegler.
Wow. You're going deep there. You're going deep. Last minute of the show, anything else that you want to bring up, whether it's NTV-ish, Minden-ish, State-ish, National-ish?
You know, I'm good, man. You know, things are going well. I'm ready for baseball season. I'm juiced about the Sweet 16. 1 year ago, Doug, we were down in Phoenix eating steak, watching baseball, checking out Sweet 16 Louisville down there. Watch out for Louisville. Obviously, great coach. I know you want them to go down.
Yeah.
But they're a team to watch for sure. But, man, I love the Sweet 16 Final Four. This is a great time of year.
And all the games throughout the weekend, starting tonight, coverage at 6, first game tips at 6:15, which is Marquette and Miami. They're all right here. Coverage on ESPN Radio.
Dial Plus. Global Sports.
Kevin Kugler. he'll be in Indianapolis for the game.
All
so
right.
Four different sets out there. So his gig is tomorrow night, actually, with Oregon, Louisville, and Duke, Michigan State. We'll have that for you as well. Plus the women's Final Four the following weekend. And tomorrow on the show, Jimmy Langan's in as our co-host. We'll talk with Steve Anderson at Fauner Park, our Friday visit with him, as they have a couple of days to go. Easter, of course, the day off. We'll also catch up with Sean Callahan for our TNL Husker recruiting update and get the latest on Husker spring ball with 1 week to go. We want to thank our great guest today, Jeff Griesch, color analyst, Nebraska women's basketball, Marty Levinson, Mid Plains Community College, coming back off a national tournament berth, and Grand Island Northwest graduate and Husker trackster and a freshman All-American in Cody Rush. And Seth Denny, always great to see you in here. Can't wait to see your smiling face. You're going to change this suit today, or is this the same suit you're wearing tonight?
This dapper look, I'm going to take it on air. I may shave. I may not. I'm just going to gob the makeup on, brother.
Will Seth Denny shave before you're on at 5, too, right?
5, 6, and 10,
so
baby.
Will Seth Denny shave? That is the question tonight at 5 o'clock on NTV. And again, folks, seriously, he doesn't wear makeup for the radio show. Seth, have a good one, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Always fun.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!